Up Gunners! This now Up Gunners Pigeon Podcast in partnership with TSG Arena. TSG Arena, your Jesse plug.
My people, how are they? My name is Ajida Bayomipol, and I want to do a short review, a small review on the North London Derby. We go down for the new Tottenham Hotspur Stadium at the game between Tottenham Hotspur and Arsenal FC. The game, coming into that game, that particular game, now Tottenham be favourite. Everybody expect them to win. Nobody expect Arsenal to win. Talkless of say draw, say forget one goal. We all know say Arsenal not there on form. They're on the stutter. All this while Tottenham coming into that game, they don't win some matches against the so-called big teams for England. Teams like Manchester United, then go Manchester United, that'll be the theatre of dream. Old Trafford beat Manchester United 6-1, and then beat Tottenham, Man City rather, for their own home, for their domot, 2-0. And they go Chelsea backyard, go drag with Chelsea 0-0. So that means say them now this season, then be team where they on form. Why Arsenal just they wake up today, tomorrow they go sleep. So for the first half of the game, like for the first 10-11 minutes, let me say till 12 minutes before Son can score in the 13th minute, Arsenal dominate play. They play very well, they play very sharp, they really dominate play. But one thing where they lack in be say as the ball suddenly they cross enter, they don't get strikers where they go score with the head, where they potent with head. The likes of them, Olivier Giroud, them Marouane Chamakh, them Nicolas Bentner. So as then they cross the ball, Tottenham's defenders, the Odawarel, them, then they very, very physical in the air. And so that they not the ball come out. Even when they try to pass through middle, Pierre-Emile Højbjerg, they there to break their attacking force. So that one can give us now a small problem. And as soon as the Tottenham feet defend, then they make sure say they pass ball to their own player. Now that one make Song Heung-min collect a sweet pass from Harry Kane. After Harry Kane done maneuver with Thomas Partey, run down the line a bit. In carrying head up, look, see say Arsenal goalkeeper Brileno don't come off the line. So he bend that one enter to make him the first goal. The second goal, now the fault of the fullbacks, because the center backs will be Gabriel Magalhaes and Rob Holding. They're not going to do the job of the fullbacks. Arsenal see counter Tottenham. They enter Tottenham box, they pass the ball, but the attack again come to naught. And so Tottenham collect ball. Last, the ball reach Son hand. Son exchange pass with Harry Kane. As soon as exchange the pass with Harry Kane, give Harry Kane a pass back, face goalkeeper from the side. No fullback. If the fullback did, they go feel neutralize the arrangement of the pass between Son and Harry Kane. The keeper did very, very, very helpless. Harry Kane hits the ball to the back. The ball bounce, enter inside the net, making them 2-0 for first half. Even for second half self, they reach one time. We see Arsenal get 91 possession. Tottenham get 9% for possession. That one shows Arsenal really, really dominate the game. What thing that they lack? The attacking force, then lack player will go fit thread ball through the defense of Tottenham. So we go fit play one through pass with ball pass, we go pass through the middle of defenders into an Arsenal attacker. But that one now, player like Mesut Ozil of 4-5 years ago, we feel that one. The Mesut Ozil of now, he don't pass in prime. And all these Kotowe Arsenal fans, all people they hear and say, Mesut Ozil supposed to the Arsenal team. No, yes, even feed the Arsenal team. But no, you know if you do anything to save Arsenal for this present position, then the many midfielders like David Silva, Bruno Fernandes, now those kind of elite midfielders, name Arsenal need. But since they don't go buy midfielder for this summer, for the summer transfer window, the winter transfer window they call for January, players like Dominic Soboslai like go feel come Arsenal, players like Jose Mourinho they go feel buy come Arsenal, just to make sure say them fit play very well for that midfield, create a better attacking football for themselves. We go feel make their attackers, their strikers, feel score sweet goal like Tottenham do them yesterday. Another thing where I see, we see the club hierarchy themselves, they know they're serious. I know if you make them go because that one they very, very hard, but they're not today serious. Make an start get a very good plan for us now. And one other thing we really need to do is they need to buy strikers who go score with their head. I don't know how many they just go sell Olivier Giroud to Chelsea with their rival. So if they do all these kind of things now, you can fit jail for us now. Thank you.
Hop Gunners.
This production is brought to you by
Tony Dog
Media.
Be sure to share the podcast on your favorite social media channels.